Hello, and welcome to Count on CCB, our brand new series of programs for CCB, a bank in our area. And we welcome back to the microphone first today, Steve Swanson, Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader. He was with us last week. Steve, welcome back.
Hi, Dennis. How are you today?
Thanks for taking the time to come back. And let me introduce also Scott Crist, Vice President of Business Development at CCB. Scott, hello.
Hi, Dennis. How are you today? Thanks for having us.
Well, glad to have you. And also with us is Doug Nelson, Business Relationship Manager at CCB.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for having us.
We have a couple of topics, some assignments we need to accomplish among the four of us today, and one of them is to talk about small business loans or mortgages and how you actually start this process and what are the things you need to do in advance and what will happen to you along the way. And we may have to break this up into segments because these programs are supposed to be about 5 minutes each, and I think there's a lot in each of these steps. But where do we begin?
Hi, Dennis. This is Scott. I'll try to take the first part. But with small businesses or small business lending mortgages, a lot of what we do in our area is lending with property involved with it, so technically called the mortgage. You know, as far as how the process works, we've got a pretty experienced team. Calls, somebody stops into the branch, we kind of try to talk with them, get an idea of what they're looking to do for a specific project. The one thing that's kind of different with commercial lending versus residential is that each deal is kind of its own entity. So we try to take a look at each deal on its own merits and see where things stand. It's not like you can come in and just say, you're buying a house, I have this income. You know, there's some standard protocols that you can go with for lending on a residential. The commercial's completely different. You kind of have to take a look at each project on its own merits and walk through with the customer and try to determine what's best for them and how we can help their needs.
So very careful local evaluation done by the experienced team, such as the people who are in the room with us right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Having said that, Doug, anything you want to add at this point in terms of the next steps for businesses to come to CCB and begin to do business with you?
Yeah, the first step when they come in would be to evaluate what their needs are, what they're looking to do, to accomplish. So we would start off with an application, get that application completed, look at a few years of past historical financials to see where the money's coming from to be able to pay back that loan, and then what the projections are for the future. If it's an income-driven property where you're going to have rentals, then we could account for that as well.
And I'll just swing this back to you, Steve, for a moment, for anything else you might want to add in terms of the process, getting people to start to do the work.
Yeah, Dennis, I think you know, there's a couple different kind of avenues that we look at with a business. There's loans for an operating company, which, say, perhaps a local manufacturer. With that type of company, we might provide, you know, lines of credit to finance working capital needs, accounts receivable and inventory, or, you know, service companies, contractors, those types of companies. And then we also have, as a community bank, have a great investment into commercial real estate loans. Those loans are often non-owner occupied loans, which are evaluated based on the tenant base, the rental situation of that particular property, the management experience, and so forth. So we really see a broad scope of loans that we evaluate on a daily basis, from day-to-day operations of a company to more of an investment property type thing. We can cover all those solutions.
In terms of a business doing its banking with you, would there be one or two loans or often more than that? How does it break down?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for a company that is banking with us on an operating company type basis, there often is maybe two to three or more loans depending on the size of the company. And oftentimes that grows as we develop that relationship and they have needs for term financing and expansion and so forth. Or a commercial real estate project may just have a construction component that turns into a permanent loan, and there's generally just one loan on that particular property, but we can grow and expand the relationship with that property owner to other properties and assist in that way.
You're listening there to the voice of Steve Swanson, Senior Vice President and Commercial Team Leader at CCB. Also in the studio with us, Scott Crist and Doug Nelson, and we're going to have to postpone any further conversation until next week because we're out of time.